Welcome to a Healing Peace Podcast. I'm your host, Kimir Baker, the CEO founder of J Intelligence Networks. That's J Intel. Our podcast is your go-to source for empowerment and holistic well-being. Each episode is dedicated to nurturing a positive mindset, offering strategies to heal and transform the whole person. Join us on this journey to find balance, resilience, and true inner peace. Welcome home. If you were with us last week, we started the conversation about waiting on God. Yes, the we is LaToya Washington from Broken Vessels Podcast. I had a great time on her show and wanted to share the conversation with you. Before we jump back in, I wanted to ask, well, kind of beg a little bit, but then not beg. And that is, please support us this December 3rd for Giving Tuesday. It's once a year and it provides the opportunity for you to support your local charities as they embark on their incredible missions. And I'm asking, please support our parent company, J Intel. Go to jintel.org, that's jintel.org/donate. Whatever you provide, whatever gift that's on your heart, just know that we use it immediately. Yes, we do. But it also is really there to help us continue our mission of providing educational programs for emotional health and healing. Okay, let's get back to the show.
So tell us, what did you learn in that process of waiting?
And I'm still in that waiting period. And I want to connect the waiting to the healing journey as well. Because on that healing journey, there's going to be times where you're just growing and you're learning very quickly. But then there's going to be times where God is like, okay, it's time to recoup. It's time to just have a moment where you're connecting with me more versus those experiences. And so on that healing journey, there's that waiting period where you're like, when would I stop experiencing X, Y, and Z? Right? Mm-hmm. When would I be that whole person? Right? You had to kind of, when would I stop having X, Y, and Z happen? Right? And so it's like in that waiting period, learning how, even though that's where you want to get to, but having the faith that God wants you to get there even more. And understanding that God is so faithful that he's working through things that you cannot see. And so we get impatient in the waiting time because we can't see what he's doing.
Come on.
Right. We can't see. Like, if I would have known that you was having, like, you'd be completely different. But on the flip side, if you saw, sometimes our faith isn't ready to receive what he's working. So he's slowing things down so your faith can be developed so you can receive what he's preparing. Right? And so for me in that waiting journey, I did a lot of crying, boo-hooing, but then I'm like, okay, I'm tired. I'm wearing myself out. I'm exhausted because my level of reasoning is not in alignment to God's level of reasoning and what he's doing. So for me to get through that season, honestly, I had to wear myself out. Some people may learn a lot easier. But for me, it was to get to a place where I could no longer control the outcome, where I could no longer say, Kimir did X, Y, and Z, and thus the tears and thus the wrestling. But at the end of the day, it's surrender and waiting.
Because it sounds like to me, some of our waiting is because he will get the glory.
Yes.
I mean, because at the end,
yes.
We still, and I mean this wholeheartedly, that at the end,
yes,
we're going to lay our crowns down.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we're going to be laying it all down. So, yes, he had put rubies and pearls and all kinds of good jewels in that crown. But we're going to be laying that down before him at his feet. So it's just letting us know at the end of the day, sometimes he has us in the waiting room pruning that pride or pruning those areas where we're going to say, I did it.
Right.
It was me. It wasn't me. It wasn't you. It was him. Right. Yeah. So I thank God for that because that's humbling.
Right? It is.
That's humbling.
It is. And thus, broken vessels. Hey, I've experienced that. There you go.
I tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
It's a beautiful thing. And it's not to say, because we don't talk from a place where we arrive. We talk from a place where we know we've experienced how our struggle to wait or our struggle to see things God's perspective through his lens. We bumped our head a couple of times, whereas bless God to our sisters and brothers that listened the first time, right? Yeah. But some of us had about 4, 5, 6 knots on the head before we really, truly, like she said, relinquished complete control of the outcome. Because you're right, it's the outcome, right? Yeah. If we've been waiting for 10 years for something to come, many times people may have put their hands to things instead of just waiting. Instead of just resting, instead of just trusting God when he said, you know what? Not this person,
right?
Not that place. I remember one time hubby and I were offered this amazing building. And I'm talking about it was humongous. And I'm like excited. But I go home and the spirit of God is like, no. But guess what? Someone would have said, that's God, girl. You crazy.
Exactly.
That's God. This is all for free.
Yeah.
And God said no.
Yeah.
Because he knew. He knew, right? Down the road. And we were just looking at the moment.
Exactly.
But exactly. And being obedient, you got to trust God because he sees way beyond what we see. But go ahead, come here.
No, I was just going to piggyback on that road and that waiting. The thing that was very clear to when you were speaking is being in an intimate place with God so that you can hear his voice that way, because you're going to be bombarded with the enemy coming to tell you what you want to hear versus being slow and submissive to what is God actually telling me right now. So it's powerful when you're able to hear the spirit and then you respond to it as well.
Obedience.
Yeah.
Obedience, because it's key to your healing. Please talk about that. Obedience is key to your healing.
Yeah, and I will add, see, some of the times when we're in our healing journey, we're not aware that God wants us to heal. So a lot of times we do things outside of his will because we don't think that he's on this journey with us. And so when we are able to recognize that he's on this journey with us, and that there's things that he wants us to experience, and that he hasn't left us in our pain. It may feel like that, but when we truly understand that he's on this healing journey with us, then yes, you are more apt to be obedient to his will. And I know for myself, when I was going through my healing journey, it wasn't until about 10 or 15 years in where I start seeing all these scriptures in the Bible about God healing us. And I was like, wow, this whole time I had these blinders on. And so many times when we think about obedience, we think about it in a very linear fashion. Like, I just got to do X, Y, Z. But if we're aware that we're on this journey, if I got to do da, 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 and we're aware that God is on this journey with us, and it's not I gotta, but that he wants it for me, then how much more easier is it to obey and be obedient to his guidance in that healing journey?
Amen. Amen. That's so true, Kamir. That's so true. So it's just like, he wants us to truly be healed. And you know, one thing I love about the woman with the issue of blood, it was like, he said, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Her faith had made her whole. And I'm like, we can be whole. We can be whole in places where it doesn't even affect us. Like you said, we've gotten to a place where before certain things or certain words may have triggered or affected us. But now we're whole in that area. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's what the Spirit of God wants to do within us. Yeah. So I thank you for sharing that so that we know that healing is our portion, that God wants to heal us.
Yeah. And again, that he is on that journey. And so the work that I do, I'm always very cognizant of making sure that God is on that healing journey with you, because he's the one who's going to stick it through when your relationships fail or when circumstances fail. But that's not who he is. And so many times we attach people's behavior to God because they may have spoke about being a Christian, but Christians are flawed. I'll be honest, I'm flawed. And so instead of saying, okay, well, I'm not going to pursue this part of my life being the authentic person that God created me to be because of this person, then I think it puts your healing journey in a box because it limits the power of God, because he can bring someone totally different who is much better for being able to understand and guide you through, but you've already shut the door because of that previous experience. And I see it all the time, and it breaks my heart, because people are not God and we make mistakes, but God is very faithful.
He is he's faithful to forgive, and he's mighty to save. And you know, when we talk about the experiences, I follow this one Christian therapist who talks about the abuse of authority, and especially what was going on, unfortunately, with the Catholic Church and many other organizations, cults and things like that, where these individuals truly trusted the person that was leading them, and they were hurt. And it was not God. It was this particular system or whatever in place where it was basically an abuse of power.
Yeah.
Right. And so, but what I find so beautiful is that there is still healing and restoration that's found in Christ.
Yeah.
But it, like you said earlier, they need that safe space to be able to do that. And it may take some time. Oh, that person may not. It may take some time.
Yeah. Right? And in that, one of the things that I would encourage is to not give up, finding the right individuals, finding the right environment, being truthful in your healing journey, allowing yourself to go through that healing journey, because you may just see the first 2 years, and the first 2 years may be just a lot of work. But what does 10 years look like? What about those new relationships, that healthier lifestyle, you having freedom to be yourself when you are out and about? And it's like, well, isn't that worth a 2-year investment or a 3-year investment? Just knowing what more can happen and come because that you spent that time healing and being okay about it.
And one thing I want to talk about too, and yeah, I can't wait to hear your thoughts on it, because I know that you work with many clients about this, is in the process of healing and allowing the Spirit of God to transform you, is not going back into that same environment. Like how, like in regards to boundaries, right? In regards to setting healthy boundaries, using wisdom. I know we say healthy boundaries, but discernment and knowing, okay, I need to be mindful of certain things because of this experience, right?
Yeah. And for me, I didn't have boundaries. I didn't know what boundaries were. So when you tell someone, hey, have boundaries, a lot of people don't know what that is.
Right.
And so, So I read the book by Carnes and the other guy. They've done 2 books or more than 2, but Cloud and Townsend. They did a book on safe people, which we've been talking about, and the book on boundaries. And those 2 books were so essential when I began my healing journey, because I had no idea how to identify what is a safe person, what does that mean? And I really didn't know what a boundary was. I was all over the place. And so being able to read that and have a good definition, and then watch people who had boundaries to teach myself how to actually implement them. And so, but yes, that's very key, because as you already mentioned, without them, you're repeating the same trauma.
Right. And I thank you for bringing that up, because many people might not know what boundaries are, right? It doesn't mean you're cold. It doesn't mean that you're mean and brutal and just rigid. It's just, you know, unfortunately, I'm not able to come to that. Or unfortunately, I'm resting today or whatever it is, you know. Did you find, though, in setting those boundaries, that it seemed to cause more issues or, you know?
Oh, for sure. And that's how I knew I wasn't in safe relationships, because they couldn't accept my boundaries.
Mm.
Yeah. And so that had me to look for different relationships that would respect those boundaries. And also, too, I have to put boundaries on myself, because naturally I am a wild child. I'm that wild buck. I will kick and do it. And so there's things that I have to put boundaries on myself, because I know that if I don't have it, it's going to lead to something that I don't want to be that person. And so, but again, without having that definition of, oh, that's actually a boundary, I kept that type of lifestyle.
Our 501c3 nonprofit organization, JNTEL, and A Healing Peace are looking for community partners to support our mission. We are bridging the gap between faith-based and therapeutic resources. Consider partnering with us. Go to jintel.org/donate and contribute. By contributing in this manner, you ensure that we continue to spread this inspiring and encouraging message.
In that healing journey, because you're so familiar with that old you, there's things that where you'll put yourself going to clubs or going to places where you trigger certain behaviors. And instead of putting a boundary on it, saying, you know what, that's not the best place I need to be right now, I'm just going to cross, I'm gonna chill out. Without that boundary, you keep going back in and you keep going back in and you keep reliving and you keep attracting those experiences. And so I had to learn, I love music, but this place right now where this musician is playing is not the best place for me. No. So I have to put a boundary on that and find other healthy avenues to listen to music where I can still enjoy myself and not worry about the consequences of it.
Right, right. And that's so wonderful in regards to healing, is to know, as we talked about before, that he is a loving father. And that, you know, we want to represent, I love when we talked about this in our previous interview, how we want to represent Christ well. And you know, I know sometimes people say, oh, you know, he or she is faking on Facebook. But honestly, we need to really be mindful of that. Like, if our life is not lining up with what we're saying, there's a problem there. Yeah. So, you know, one thing that our pastor says is like, let my life speak for me. Let my life speak and represent the God that I serve. I love that passage of scripture where it's like, what must I do to be saved? Because they hearing about what God has done for me or done for this person. And they just see the power flowing through these men and women of God. And it's like, what must I do to be saved? But also, is my life reflecting that?
Yeah. And understanding what that means to be a reflection. Because we all know, because we all know, though, as Christians, I mean, we hear all the time, oh, you're such a hypocrite. Oh, that's why I don't like y'all. And so when we do carry that double life, that double standard, it's like, we'll get called out on it. It's not pretty.
It's not pretty.
I think we're probably one of the most criticized groups. But
but it is what it is, because we know we must suffer. Right. And we know that we're representing Christ, and he already told us what it would be in his word, following me and what you will suffer. And so I think what it really causes you to really self-reflect. Mm-hmm. I find myself, the older I get, the more I'm holding on to that old rugged cross, right? Or holding on to the goodness of God and just, you know, allowing him to check areas in us, right? It's more humbling. You start to be more mindful of what you say, what you do, because you know who you represent. So I thank God for recognizing that space as we grow older and mature in him.
Yeah. Yeah. And you use the phrase, we must suffer. And I would say, I think 2 years ago in my journey, I don't know if you ever had the experience where you're like, I'm tired of suffering. Do I have to keep suffering? And I remember in that journey, God was like, one of the things that he placed on my heart was that Jesus suffered, my son suffered. So yes. Why would I think that you're not going to suffer? Yes. And I was like, okay. Because he didn't deserve it. At least with me, I know some of my behavior wasn't right.
Right.
But with his son, like, he didn't deserve the amount of suffering that he had. And yet God allowed him to go through it because he knew there was a bigger purpose. And some of the things that we endure, yes, it's suffering. Yes, it's painful. But once we get through it, what we've learned, what we've gained, the maturity that we have from it, and in that middle belt of suffering, who are we crying out to? God.
Yeah.
And so, you know, God can use those things to draw us closer to him.
Amen. Amen. And that's so true, because when you think about what he suffered, he knew Judas was going to betray him. He knew Peter was going to deny him. He knew the disciples was going to scatter. He knew Thomas was going to, you know, like, look, I need to see the holes in his hand, right? I need to put my hand in his thigh, right? He knew all of that.
Yeah.
And then also knew
what that
cup.
Yeah.
Like that cup that was really before him, that suffering. Mm-hmm. Right. And I just think about that, and that he truly suffered for our sake. Like you said, he was innocent. My God, he was innocent, and he died for us. He suffered. I mean, just suffered. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you really think about it medically, if you read books and see medically what Christ went through for our sin.
Yeah.
You know, he is the Lamb of God.
Exactly. Yeah. And so within that, when we understand that dichotomy, then yes, as we be here on this earth, we will experience suffering.
Do you think we need to start teaching that? Because when we hear so much about the blessings,
right,
and so much about, and no shade, there's no shade.
Yeah.
Yes, God wants us to be whole, and he wants us to prosper.
Yeah.
But we're going to go through suffering, though.
Yeah. 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 I think that if we get comfortable with the conversation, then when we do experience things, we probably won't pass out as much. I'm one of those. I'm very dramatic.
Yeah.
But if I can go through that journey knowing, okay, God, I'm growing in this process. Let me connect with you. I know that this season is not going to be forever, but what do you want me to learn? What do you want me to glean? Then I have a better response time. I'm able to get back up and just be able to, I think, even in the midst of it afterwards, pour back out because I understood that greater purpose. But it takes time and it takes maturity. And it also takes comfortability with having that conversation and seeing examples. And in those examples, being inspired, like, you know, I can do this.
Right. And I thank you so much for bringing that up. Right. It's just, you go through all of that, the suffering, you done finally, but it's not for you.
Yeah.
God's like, okay, now get up. All right. Yeah. There's a woman down the street. Exactly. There's a man down there at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want you to take them under your wing. Mm-hmm. And show them and guide them and help them and teach them and study the word with them, pray with them.
Yep.
And you're like, what? get up, right?
Yeah.
You ain't getting no time. Not too much time on the sidelines. God, like, all right, now go back in.
Yeah.
Right? You done had your moment. Now let's go back into this game. You know, and so to endurance, right? Mm-hmm. Perseverance, all of that. That is why I thank God, because our God is long suffering.
Yeah.
He didn't suffer long with my foolishness, right?
Exactly.
You know, I'm like, God.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, because even as you said that, what came to my mind was Elijah when he went to Mount Hermon because Jezebel was about to kill him.
Right.
And so while he was going, all he did was sleep and eat. The angel woke him up, here, eat. And then he got to the mountain, and God was like, why are you here? And he was like, she's trying to kill me. I ain't no fool. But in that journey, what one of the things that really blew me away about God's character was that he allowed him to rest and recoup. But once he got where he got to, God challenged him and put him back to work. But he did give him support. He put him back to work. He said, but I'm bringing somebody with you, so you know you ain't by yourself.
Yes.
But that was such a cherished perspective and understanding of who God's character is, because so many times we do look at him as this dictator, but here he is being mindful. He met Elijah where he was at, allowed him to have that moment. But then once he got to where he needed to get to, God challenged and put him back to work.
Yes. And he will put you right back on the same assignment for his glory. Like, it ain't going to change. It's always going to end with us laying our crowns right at his feet.
Yep.
I pray we never forget that it's always going to end with him getting the glory.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And I think that is such, I find, a good portion or ending point of our conversation is that even in your healing journey, God will always get the glory.
Yes, he will always get the glory. So also, please know that Kamir has amazing faith-based programs available. Please tell us more about that and jintel.org. Listen, when I tell you guys, please be sure to visit this website. There are so many programs to help you, and Kamir has an amazing team to be there to assist and provide any needs. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, a lot of our programs, which I've learned mainly from my journey as well, is group-centered. We do things where we have the opportunity to not only be on that healing journey, but connect with others in the process and learn from each other as well. One program that I really love is called our Living Free to Be Me program. And we just walk with you through that healing journey. We walk through giving you those tools to let go and release pain from emotional wounds, from relationships in specific, and being able to give you tools to be able to heal. So not only are you working through being able to process with your experience, but being able to have tools so that you can engage healthily in new relationships. And so we are wrapping up our fall session on that one, and we'll have another one in the new year. In the interim, which is not on the website yet, but I'm getting ready to put together vision board time, where one of the things that I've learned is sometimes we have visions, but it's not aligned with our authentic selves. So we will spend time getting to the crux of who are you authentically, and then now let's build upon that and provide a place where you can be a visionary to fuel that authentic piece of who you are. And we also work with seniors. Actually, I start our senior program again here tomorrow. I go back for the fall, and we hijack their Bible study, and we bring emotional health tools on that study and giving them the opportunity to see holistically that God cares about our mental, emotional, physical, and our spiritual health. And so we come up with different activities. I'm very childish at times. And so I like to pull people into my childish behavior, but it gives them the opportunity to kind of get out of their comfort zone and engage with each other. So we're about education. We're about emotional health. We're about freedom. We're about that spiritual journey, that both of them are essential, emotional health and spirituality. All those things are still very essential when we're dealing with healing.
Amen. And Kamir is also the host of Healing Peace podcast. Listen, she's doing great things in Urban, Texas. So tell us a little bit more about Healing Peace podcast.
Yeah, it's a place where I just tell people my business. So if you like some of the things I said today, come on back. I got more business to tell you. But in addition to me sharing about my personal experiences, again, from an emotional health, spiritual health standpoint, I also have people on the show, because I know sooner or later you're coming on the show and spending time with us. Yes. And we just talk through various topics of from an emotional, mental health, spiritual health standpoint. And we just have fun. We just chit chat like today. Just roll up our sleeves and just get it talking.
Right. Yeah. Well, listen, I enjoyed. Listen, we could be talking. We might have to do a part two with this podcast, because even when we did the pre-interview, I'm like, yeah, we might have to do a series, me and Kamir, right? But I truly enjoyed, and thank you so much for just bringing the wisdom and expertise that God has planted and put in you to help others, you know, through your experience and healing. And I love that you incorporate the word of God in her. At her foundation is the Lord, and it just flows out. And so I'm so grateful for that, for those who may not know who to talk to, who have a safe space with, they can reach out to Kamir Baker. She is available. You can visit her website again. It's www.jintel.org. You'll see all the services that's provided, how to contact them. She is on Facebook as well as Instagram, and I believe Twitter as well.
We're so not on Twitter.
Oh, you're not on Twitter?
Twitter's too young. Twitter and TikTok. I haven't crossed over.
You haven't stepped over into the Twitter, Twitter, TikTok land.
Yeah, formerly no X, formerly on Twitter, or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's not even called Twitter no more. It's called X-Thread.
Yeah, whichever one.
I don't know. Don't get me started. I don't know about all the technology. I'm trying my best. But I just thank God for you. I thank God for just all that you have shared tonight. Before we go, there was a young lady who did request for prayer. I'm not sure if you may know her, or I know I don't know her personally, but she is a soul. So that's all that matters to us, is the fact that a soul is asking for prayer. So if we can just take a minute, her name is Julia Gullickson, and she is requesting prayer. So if she is still on, we're just going to take a second. Kamir, if you could just lead us in prayer for her, and then we'll come back in a second. But I definitely want to take this moment, because I saw that she's asking for prayer. So if we could just take a minute and just pray for her.
Sure. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us this opportunity just to chat and talk about who you are. And I pray so much for Julia right now. I don't know her circumstances specifically, but you know. And Father, I pray that you lead her, that you guide her, that you put her in the place where that she can grow, that she can see you clearly, that she'll be able to not only walk beyond her circumstances, but that you'll give her the strength to endure whatever she's in, Father. I pray that you send support. I pray that you will just open up her eyes to have the wisdom to guide her through her circumstances. Father, I just pray that you protect her, that you will send your angels around her, that you will bless her. And Father, I pray that no matter what, that she knows that she is loved by you. I pray that you give her certain kisses throughout her days, throughout her weeks, to let her know that you see her, that you care, and that you will continue to be with her during her journey. Father, I thank you for all that you do and how you intervene on our behalf. And I pray that you continue to intervene on Julia's behalf. Father, I love you, and I pray all these things in your Holy Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are praying for you, Julia. We are praying for each and every one of our viewers and listeners. We thank God for this platform that he has placed for the past 3 years and what he's doing. And we see that the focus is always going to be to point each and every listener and viewer back to Christ. Because just as Kamir mentioned tonight, at the end, he's going to get the glory at the end, right? No matter what, our circumstances may have been difficult, may have been challenging. Some of us are still waiting. We've been waiting for a long, long time. I know it feels that way. But remember, God is timeless. We are in time, but he is not. So just wait patiently, wait worshiping, wait laughing, wait appreciating, wait being grateful, grateful hearts as we wait. And so again, I thank you, Kamir, for tonight. It's so much you have shared. To learn more about her and all those that are part of her team, please visit www.jintel.org. And don't forget, January 11th, we are going to be walking in victory, y'all. We're having our virtual summit, Overcoming the Spirit of Rejection. And we have phenomenal speakers, Nikki Cruz, our beautiful sister, Deborah Smart, and Deisha Enfield. So I just thank everyone. Thank you. Thank you for all those that we may not be able to see their names, but we thank you all. Keep us in prayer. Keep us lifted up before the Father. And may we continue to talk about his goodness until he returns, because he is coming back. And so while we wait for him to return, we will be in the vineyard sharing and strengthening and encouraging one another. So I love y'all. Have a blessed, blessed night.
Thank you for joining us. We're extremely grateful for your support and healing peace, not only this year for the podcast season, but all these other years where you've come back and tuned in to hear what's going on in my life and to glean insights for others who've joined us on this wonderful podcast. As stated in the beginning, please continue to support us. This upcoming Giving Tuesday, that's December 3rd, is on a Tuesday. Drop us a little nugget. It'll be used really, really well. Please go to our donation page at JINTEL, that's JINTEL.org/donate. Nonetheless, I hope our series on overcoming has blessed your spirits in some way. Check out the virtual summit of Overcoming Rejection on January 11th. That's something that LaToya talked about. I will have the link on this podcast episode's page at ahealingpeace.com. So go ahead and sign up and kick off that new year shedding that whole bad spirit about rejection. So come on out and support LaToya and get some great nuggets that will uplift and encourage your spirit. Until next year, until next year, enjoy your holiday season. Oh, and before I forget, please do not let friends or family members derail your progress. I want you to come back next year, ready to keep moving, chucking, inspired, and excited to begin 2025. All right, now, until then, have a great one.